السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries. And most parts of the world, we know it's already today the 27th of Ramadan, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine, and majority of these countries of the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, verses 59 and 60. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is still teaching us the social issues. And a mistake we are making today as parents, grandparents, when the baby is born and now growing up 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 years old, then we suffer from the C syndrome, A, B, C. So what will we worry about? The clothing of the baby, the child. Then they grow up, then we give them cash. When they grow up further, we give them CDs. We give them computers. We give them cars. We give them all the C's of the world. But the greatest C, we don't give them. And therefore, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. O father, mother, O grandparents, the greatest gift you can give your children, grandchildren, is a good character. We need to be action and soul searching. Do we really sit with our children, grandchildren, to build up their character, what Islam teaches? We are happy as long as they can make money. Whether it's halal or haram, who bothers nowadays? That is what Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, will be one of the signs of Qiyamah, of the Day of Justice. La yubali, amin al halali or min al haram. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. People will not even bother whether, as long as the zeros are increasing, then we are content and happy. So that is the tragedy today of the Ummah. You are what you eat, remember that. So that is what we are telling our children today. So these are the morals, the ethics, and the character we have to teach, remember our children. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, the Radiance Effulgence, verse 59 and 60. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمْ. And when your children become mature, and they attain and obtain the age of puberty, maturity, so from you, from your children, grandchildren, الحلومة. حلومة, so now they attain the age of puberty, they are now physically mature, and so forth. فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا. So they must seek permission. Whenever they enter anybody's room, beside their own room, كَمَسْتَ أَذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, as the other people before them were seeking permission. So it shows Islam places so much emphasis. We can't just barge in anybody's room. You just go enter your parents' room. You, the parents, just enter the children's room. Obviously, you have the authority if you are suspecting they are doing something wrong, doing drugs or bringing the girlfriend home and boyfriend home. Something of that sort. But in normal circumstances, And that will foster good relations, that we respect Tamat, Adin, Utudan, the Hadith in Bayhaqi. If you want respect, then you have to give respect also. So that is what we need to learn. Islam taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. One word is bayan. So yesterday I was in the masjid, Masjid Sultan. So Masjid Furqan, Sultan is the parents' name here, mashallah. Where I am, Brother Abdurrahman, you see, they belong. The parent, they got there, his name or her name is Sultana. So that is it. So anyway, the masjid where I was yesterday had programs and so forth. It's called Masjid Furqan, the criterion. And Sultan refers to the king, you know, and the person who is in charge, like. So anyway, so yeah, when you say tabi'id, this is the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. But yeah, tabi'id, that will be an explanation in detail. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the bee. Oh, in verse 44, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. In detail, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. What has been revealed for them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And so that they can wonder, ponder, and reflect over there. Open chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the bee, and verse number 44. So Quran Sharif is not only for thawab and reward and so forth. Remember, it is a message of reflection, and we should convert, we should reflect and wonder, ponder over it as well. So we will get reward, but we have to look at the message as well of the noble Quran. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. Hence Almighty Allah is explaining in detail for your benefit. You see, لَكُمْ for your benefit. آيَاتِ, His verses. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Almighty Allah is all-knowing. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. Hakim, and every law, every teaching, preaching of Islam, there's wisdom in it. You see, sometimes me and you, we don't understand and perceive the wisdom behind it. If I show a person a red apple who has jaundice, I ask him, what's the color? He'll tell me yellow. The problem is not with the red apple. The problem is with his eyes and so forth, jaundice eyes. So yeah, me and you, today we are like that. Now you, my mothers and sisters, you are 70 years old, you are old. You see a lady, now she's growing up. So then at the age of 9 in Islam, that's the earlier she becomes baligha. 9 lunar years, Islam. Earlier she gets baligh and mature is 12 years. So the boy will get baligh and mature when he experiences ihtilam, a wet dream. And the girl, she will experience this menses and haiz and napaki and so forth. So she's baligha and she's mature now. Earliest for her daughter, girl, is 9 years old. And boy, 12 years old. Okay? And then when they grow up, now they go. So thereafter, then they menses, marriage and all that. Then you reach 55 and so forth, 60, now you're in menopause. So now we are speaking about post-menopause. Now you're 65, 70, 75, 80 years old. وَالْقَوَاعِدُ. And those ladies who are old now, right? And مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ. From those women, لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحَ. They have no desire to get married and so forth and so on. So now they have reached the old age, tired, retired, old and cold and so forth. So 70 years old and so forth. So there is rukhsa. Rukhsa. فَلَيْتَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ. So there is no sin upon them. There is no blame upon them. أَيَّ ضَعَنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. That they remove the outer garment. You see, it is properly. Whenever you want to speak of Quran Sharif or the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't just study one verse and then reach a conclusion. You just sit with the English translation of Bukhari Sharif or Mishkat Sharif or some hadith kitab and say, see, this is in the hadith, that is ignorance, that is. So we have to look at the Quranic, the verses of the Noble Quran. We have to study the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in conjunction with the other Sunnah. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius, the giant he was. What a beautiful and what a profound statement he made. Go open, you students and ulama. Go buy and procure a copy of his book. I have it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Almighty Allah. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي هَذَا رَحْمَةُ بِرَبِّي كِتَابُ الْأُمِّ. And there you will find the profound statement of Imam Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris, who was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150. He passes away in Cairo in 204, 54 years only. But what a legacy. It will take us 54,000 years to do what he did in 54 years. That is how Allah Ta'ala blessed him, remember that. So nevertheless, so he, Al-Imam Shafi'i, said in his work, Kitabul Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma. Everything what the imams and the scholars and jurors and them say, sharhul li sunnah, is an explanation, elaboration, in preaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa jami'u ma taquluhu as-sunnah, and whatever is taught and the teaching, preaching of the sunnah, is sharhul lil Quran, is a commentary of the Noble Quran. So now this verse, read in conjunction with chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, tell your honorable spouses and wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, the four daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minin, and the believing men, their women, so my wife, my daughter, sister, mother, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. When they emerge and leave their homes, they must wear the jilbab, the outer garment. And above your dress, you have to wear an aya and so forth. And that's compulsory. So when you leave your home. But now this lady who's 70, 75 years old, her post-menopause, and she has no desire for marriage and so forth, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ يُنَاحٌ, so there is no blame and no sin upon them, that she removes her clothing, the outer garment, the abaya, so غير متبرجات بزينة, without exposing her beauty. So she's so old, but yet what Islam is teaching us, and if they cover up, they wear that abaya, they wear that outer garment, it's better for them. So imagine, for an old lady, 70, 75, 80 years old or so, Islam is saying, it's best for you to wear that. And today, 15, 20, 25, 30 years old, in the peak of your life, in the paragon of your beauty, and there, and they want to dress to impress. 90% of the ladies, they want to dress to impress, you see, then they feel happy. Then you telling me they must go for Jummah Salat and eat Eidgah and all that. Even the old man will start looking, see. I said, oh, Hari Lage, you see. Old, but they're not cold. So that's Afrikaans, you see. So that's practically Afrikaans also, and that's great. So, Wallahu Sami'un Alim. So Almighty Allah is all hearing and all knowing. So that. Yes. So alhamdulillah, we completed 60 verses and the surah chapter comprises 64. So by Sunday, inshallah, we'll complete the surah. Bifadlillahi wa rahmati wa judi wa karamihi wa the grace, mercy of all men. Today, 26th of Ramadan, 1446, South Africa. And we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Israel, remember what it's doing. It is striking the aid workers, striking the children, the women in the tents. So their aim is to strike terror in the heart. So they must leave Gaza. They want to expel them. So that is the Jutlas, the Jew. Remember, the Jew are murderers. And they murdered prophets and messengers. They are the scum of the earth. The only people who Almighty Allah speaks about them, their forefathers, Almighty Allah made them into swines and pigs and monkeys. Chapter chapter 5, Surah Maida, verse 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. As far as their rabbis and their leaders go, chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So it's a cursed nation, remember. And the world can see who the real terrorists are. America and Israel and the unholy alliance break, and Allah is humiliating them, and then again they'll be kicked out from there. Haaretz newspaper writes, BB, Netanyahu, the war criminal, is very, very afraid of the Qatar gate. How much millions or billions, you must remember, the government of Qatar gave him personally, and how much they gave for Hamas, and then it was facilitated by him. So everything is recorded now. So that's what he fears. So therefore, he wants to continue with this war and so forth. Now, this big... he's there. So he, Netanyahu says, the opposition is causing anarchy in Israel. So that is what Quran taught us more than 1400 years ago. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, بَأَسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. The war among themselves is very severe. That is Jew versus Jew. And تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا قُلُوبُهُمْ شَدَّى. While their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people and a nation who got no brains, no intelligence. Our people, Muslims, they say, I jutta the bo'ushafte. The Jew is very, very intelligent. They're no intelligent. Remember, 90%, 80% of them as babies and children. Who goes and rape people there in the jail and so forth and proud about it, taking selfies? Who is there who expels people from their houses as they are doing in Hebron and Jerusalem and other parts of Palestine? The biggest terrorists, haramis, murderers are Israelis and Jutlas and the world. Israel bombs Koya. Koya is a place in Syria. They can bomb Syria. They can bomb Lebanon. They can bomb Gaza, Palestine. And they get away with impunity because Uncle Sam, Uncle Trump, the harami, he's another felon criminal. And remember that. So he also one day will go to jail, inshallah. Just like Netanyahu, said Netanyahu, we make dua daily. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you send your dogs upon them to take them apart, inshallah. So that also will happen. Israel wants to steal more and more parts of Gaza. Netanyahu says yesterday, you better release the hostages, otherwise we will take more parts of Gaza. Meaning they will steal more and more. You know, there is a Palestinian, he's legal in America, and his wife is now going to give birth anytime, Mahmoud Khalil, and they arrested him. Said why? They said he arranged, you understand, the protest, pro-Palestinian. So now people in their thousands are protesting in America, protect the First Amendment. So it is freedom of speech. Look at America, what haramis they are. If you protest for Palestine, you're committing a crime. But if you protest in favor of Israel, you speak in favor of Israel, so you're a good guy. So what the hell is that? So that is a public also. So therefore, we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. All our real legitimate targets in Israel, we have no empathy, sympathy for any Jutla who fracks and dies anywhere in the world, to be honest. So a kuya juat is a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So that is what the Afrikaner, we learn all this in school in the 60s, you know. So the Boere, the apartheid regime, they taught us Afrikaans. And they taught us, but you are so stingy, just like a Jew. So I like Afrikaans, very nice. Yes, because it's associated with apartheid, so therefore it got disgraced. But otherwise the language itself is very good. In this past 7-8 days, the bombing day in Gaza, 140,000 Palestinians displaced in the past week and so. Imagine that. So, but Alhamdulillah, they remain steadfast. And they say, we're not going anywhere. Imma shahada wa imma al-ghanima. Either we embrace martyrdom or either we will be victorious. But we will never ever... So that is Iman. That is what you call steadfastness. So may Almighty Allah grant them victory against the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and against the Americans. See the Americans hated and despised. And his Hindu wife, the vice president, he's full of vices also. So he and his wife, the Hindu wife, are going to Greenland tomorrow. Big, big boards are coming up there in Greenland. Yankees, go home. Yankees, go home. You see, they don't want you there, Vance. They don't want you there, Madam Vance. They don't want you there, Trump. You are hated, despised throughout the whole world. Europe hates you. Africa hates you. The Muslims hate you. And we say, Yankees, go home. You see, the EU, the European Union, is telling their millions of citizens across the European, you understand, Europe, continent, and they say, stockpile food, stockpile food for minimum 3 days. The war was going to break out. So what's happening? So they're saying that the talks between Russia and Ukraine is not going anywhere. Putin is too sharp for Trump and making him a fool. That's why I told you, me, I support Putin on this issue here. That where NATO, America, were pouring in billions and billions for the Jutla, Zelensky, he's an idiot and a comedian. And they thought that they will defeat Russia. Putin is putting them in the right place. So let's go. We are with Putin, you see. Anybody harms America, anybody harms Europe, anybody harms Israel, we will support them. Because all haramis, they all want to harm the Palestinians and Muslims in different parts of the world. So now they are panicking, in panic mode. Maybe Putin will unleash his nuclear or his missiles and everything against us. So anytime war can break out. So they are in a panic mode, the Europeans. We have no sympathy for them. This white majority of them, every country I traveled, I met these whites and so forth. I don't say all, but I'll definitely say the majority of them, they are racist, you must remember. If you've been to Makkah Mukarrama, we are in 2025 now. So if you've been there in Makkah Mukarrama from 2000 onwards till now, then you will see cranes here and there, construction going on. So the Arab media reports first time now, no more cranes there in Makkah Mukarrama. And the other day I sent out a beautiful, wonderful, inshallah, I'll send it out today again. So mashallah, from the helicopter and so forth, they took a bird's eye view of the Haram Sharif, you know, where Sudeish is reading and so forth. So remember, that's a magnificent, beautiful. The last trip I went was in 2020, you know. So that was just before our lockdown. So if you go to the Zamzam building, so there they have one black office. And all the guys wear black uniform. So then they take you to the highest point you can go and you get the bird's eye view. That time they should charge, I think, 150, 200, 250 riyals per person. So I remember I went after Isha. So then after that, you don't have to get interrupted for Salat and so forth. So that's the highest point you get. You see, there's a radio station. We do programs there. So we have Ansar International Radio, and we have our Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then we have, you must remember, Sirius FM. So there, I learned this when I went right up there. The highest point you can go up in Makkah. Rabbu Shi'ra. So I see they translated it as that Shi'ra, that is Sirius. Sirius is a star very high in the sky. You see that? So that is, I just smiled there. The people didn't realize why they were smiling. So what they know about Sirius FM and so forth. So it's a wonderful place to visit if you have the money. And it's very expensive, but I went, I said, let me go. So magnificent view, bird's eye view there, mashallah. Let's come to our beloved country, cry, my beloved country. Gauteng police, forever corrupted and getting more corrupt. Remember, indictment upon South Africa, our ministers corrupt, majority of them, deputy ministers, and the police force and so forth. Cyril Ramaphosa rejects what the Afrikaner are saying and what Trump is saying, that Afrikaner persecution and they are being persecuted. If they don't like it, tell them to go. Can America too? Nobody is stopping you. You must tell them like that. Hey, Boora, you led apartheid. You treated us as Boora. I can never forget. You must remember. With my own eyes, I saw. Those of you who are too young, you won't know. But I saw all this. In the parks in South Africa, they used to write there, no non-white and no dogs allowed. No non-white and no dogs allowed. They equated us with dogs, this Buddha. They'll say, hey, coolie. Kanadi kuli dog too. And for the African, they use the other K word. So we can't forget all that and just walk away. And today you want to come tell us you persecuted. You pick up in favor. So that is my stance on all that. They just let the Jutlas, you don't like South Africa, you foot sack from here. You understand? For the Jutlas, we use the word foot sack. You understand? You get out from here. That the word is the right word to use for them. So President Ramaphosa says, I have the prerogative to select and appoint the ambassadors, you see. You don't come and tell me DA and PA and PIA and CIA and whoever else who I must choose. I will choose who I want to. So that's the talk you must talk with them. Tough talk, you see that. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday, my wife and myself, we left Oua Tambo Airport. It's around 10:30 in the morning. We arrived here, small plane. I asked that guy as soon as I entered, because I'm so tall, I had to buck, you know. You know this buck? I had to bend to enter. I said, hey, this plane is an Afrikaner guy. He speaks Afrikaans. I said, how many people in this plane, maximum? He said, 37. I said, I can't even stand straight. He had a good laugh, you know. So anyway, they gave us the best seats and all that, all the luxury seats. And then my wife, I said, Alhamdulillah. So we're very comfortable, 11:20, 11:30, we landed Kruger International Airport. The only country I know they fly to is Mozambique, so they call it, but very scenic view, you know. So Hafiz Salih came, my wife's nephew from Komatipur, picked us up, dropped me here by my cousin's place, you see. Oh, Johnny. So Johnny is Farooq Oka, he passed away 5 years ago. And on a Friday, and his wife is Farida, mashallah, her father, my father, our brothers, you see. So her father passed away on a Friday, my father passed away in Ramadan. Allah grant him all Jannatul Firdaus. Her son, Abdul Rahman, mashallah, is here. And, you know, he just got married 2 years ago. Wife's name, Bilqis, mashallah. They got the son, Burki son, you know, very, very white and so forth. So his name is Adam Isa, so Muhammad Adam Isa, I think. So mashallah, very good. So yesterday I had program there before Maghrib and before Taraweeh there in Masjid al-Furqan, you know. All the Somali brothers, they like to speak Arabic. So first I spoke Arabic, then I spoke English, and then they were very happy. If you come to Nelf Street, you must go to that masjid. That's what Sheikh Abdul Karim, he reads Taraweeh there. Beautiful first 4 rakats. So I told him, but Sheikh, the way you read, you took me to the haram, you know. Beautiful. No Ferrari business and all that. Today, mashallah, we'll be going this afternoon from Nelf Street to Barberton, inshallah, Aziz. We have a live program, inshallah, Aziz. Make dua, everything works out. And it will be from the Barberton Masjid after the Taraweeh and Witr Salat from between 9 to 10. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. My brother, Ahmed Ghora Joseph, he will be picking me up. I'll be staying by him. So we'll be there tonight, inshallah, and tomorrow, Jummah time, also in Barberton. So we make dua and all my Allah reward, all the brothers, sisters, family members, here and wherever we are going to. Inshallah, we'll speak to you. I'm going for Salat now. Allah Ta'ala reward you. After 10-15 minutes, inshallah, we'll speak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.